This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 896. Is it important to confirm in English? Absolutely, 100%.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great question from a listener. How can you confirm what someone is saying and show them that you're hearing them to build connection? It requires a high level of awareness of cultural differences and some key vocab. We'll tell you all about it today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I am especially good. Actually, I just realized that today's Valentine's Day. It's February
14th. Oh, perfect timing.
Perfect timing, because we got a very awesome email from our listener, Sergio Vaca, who sent us a photo when he proposed to his wife. But why does that have anything to do with All Ears English, Michelle?
Because they listened to a special episode of All Ears English dealing with proposals, right?
Exactly. They listened to episode 590. And we, in that episode, we taught you guys how to essentially, I guess we taught you how to propose in English, right? How to, the vocabulary to use when it comes to making a marriage proposal. So around Christmas time, we got a great photo of the two of them all dressed up in the Empire State Building. Yes. And a sign that says, thank you, All Ears English 590. How cool is that?
Oh my gosh, that is the coolest thing. When you sent me that, I couldn't believe it. That is so cool. Congratulations.
I love it. I mean, this kind of thing, this is why we do this show. It's really all about impact. It's more than rankings. It's more than, you know, we want to know that this show is impacting your daily life. And clearly for this couple, it has. And I love that. I think that just warms our hearts. That's so
cool. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't even tell you my reaction. I was like, I got the chills. So cool. Really, congratulations. We wish you a long, happy, and healthy marriage and everything that you want for yourself. We wish for you. And just, yeah, lots of good luck.
That's awesome. I love that. And so continuing with that in that line of connection, right? We have a good connection episode today, Michelle, and we're going to focus in on the business realm. So connection in the business world. I mean, one key skill that I think really builds connection is this idea of how to confirm what someone has said. Do you think so? Do you agree with that? Is that an important skill?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just did it myself.
Definitely, you did do that. You're so good at these meta skills. Oh. Here.
Well, thank you, Lindsay. I try.
Very spontaneous. I love it. I love it. Very cool. But Michelle, what do we want to remind our listeners about before we dive into today's skill, today's connection skill?
All right. Well, first, guys, yes. If you are an iOS user, you can now listen to our podcast in our app. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So cool. So cool. Yes.
So go on over to the App Store and get All Ears English Listening. Download it, rate it, review it, and share it with a friend.
Exactly. And the reason you want to do this, guys, is that we are publishing every week. We're publishing exclusive bonus video lessons with Michelle in New York City on the street, showing you something unique about her city, with Jessica in Portland, and with myself here in Boston. You get a firsthand view of these cities and of us on the camera, and you get a takeaway learning. You get one phrase or one teaching, one thing that you learn that you can apply to connect in English. Okay. And you can't find these video lessons anywhere else. So you do need to find them inside the app. Okay.
Perfect.
Very cool.
Fun.
Yes. And if our listeners are Android users, guys, that app is coming soon. We're going to build that in 2018 for you. Okay. We're just starting with iOS. Okay. All right. So Michelle, I mean, what are we talking about today? Let's get down to it.
Well, we are talking about confirming what someone is saying, right? So like, yeah, if someone is speaking like in maybe a business context, right? And you want to confirm what they're saying, like what would you say, yeah, Lindsay?
Well, there's lots of good stuff we can say. I actually love this episode because I use these words all the time. I think it's so important to maintain connection, right? It's so powerful, these words. Definitely, absolutely, 100%, right? These are confirmation words.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. Any others that you know that just off the top of your head before we dive into it?
I thought of like saying for sure or
yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I thought of immediately.
That's a good one. That's one that people use so much. And I love that. We're going to give you guys the common ones and we're going to add more to the question. So, Michelle, would you read the question? We have a nice question from Almaz Midakov. Yeah, probably not good pronunciation on my part. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, sure. Let me read it. Here we go. Hey there. You have a great podcast. Thanks indeed for the content as well as your spirit and energy. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
I have a question to use about how to use confirmation in different situations. Popular confirmations I know are absolutely, exactly, definitely, completely, in every way, 100%. And my recent favorite one, by all means. Are these all business appropriate? Ooh, good question.
Wow. I like how this listener has already picked up on some of the most natural ones, right?
There's, yeah,
you know, we're going to add a few today, but awesome, awesome vocabulary. Right?
Yes. Yes. I like it. Good job.
Yeah. So our short answer here real quick is yes, we like all of these basically that you mentioned. And today we're going to add a few more. So in a business context, let's run through these and give you guys the connotation, kind of the subtext of these words. Right, Michelle?
Yes. All right.
Okay. So let's start with absolutely, because I feel like that is the biggest one. It's the most emphatic one. How does this feel when you say absolutely?
Wow. It feels very enthusiastic, right? Especially if you're going to say like, absolutely, right?
Yeah.
So a certain to your tone of voice is like, you're so excited.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that this would be, you know, I think that enthusiasm is a good business skill, right? I mean, unless you work in like a quiet library where everyone is very subdued and quiet, you know, obviously you want to read your business context, but I believe business is about people. It's not, you know, it doesn't need to be this stiff environment. So having enthusiasm and using the word absolutely is good if the situation is appropriate, right?
Right, right. For sure. I was going to say that and then I realized what we were just talking about.
Another. Yeah. Okay, what's another one we could use that
exactly.
Our listener mentioned? Exactly. How about this one?
That one is very like straightforward, to the point. And I mean, yeah, you could say this one enthusiastically too, like exactly, or you could say exactly.
Right, right. It's just straightforward. It's just good. It's definitely useful in business. Absolutely. And I just said absolutely.
It's hard not to say these, but that goes to show you how natural they are.
This is an important episode, actually.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't covered this yet. So I'm glad that our listener asked. How about another one? The next one he asked about.
Definitely. Yeah, that is very common. That's a really good one, right, Lindsay?
Yep. And another good one is completely. And I think this one is also very emphatic, and it depends on your tone of voice. What's the tone of voice you would use here, Michelle?
I would say like completely.
Yeah. So let's do a quick example. So I think our new strategy for 2018 should be focusing on getting more PR.
Completely. I agree.
Okay, very nice. I like your tone of voice. Completely.
Thank you.
I agree, right? And again, you guys can push this up a notch in terms of enthusiasm, depending on who's around, how emphatic they are. You got to play to the crowd, right? We have to mirror who we're with, basically, to communicate well and connect, right, Michelle?
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. How about the next one? He asked about in every way.
Yeah, this one is interesting to me. I mean, I don't know that this one sounds as natural to me.
Yeah.
The other ones, I definitely, absolutely, completely hear. Okay. But in every way, it just, I'm not sure that I would use this one. How about you, Lindsay?
Yeah, it just doesn't, it's not in my vocabulary. I mean, it makes sense. So you could get away with it if you wanted to use it, but it's just not a common one that you hear. So if you want to sound natural and connect, I would steer away from this one and I would go to these other great ones that we're giving you today. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Oh, totally is another one that totally is a little bit more like less business, right?
Yeah, I guess it depends how you say it. Like, it can sound kind of young. It maybe sounds a tiny bit immature at some points, but it may be one to skip it for another time.
Exactly. Be careful of that one. But there's another good one that our listener mentioned. Mm-hmm. What's that?
100%.
Yeah, I like this one. Do you use this one sometimes?
Yeah, I sometimes do use it. I would say that I use the other ones more frequently. Like, those ones are just coming out of my head. I can't even stop saying them just for this episode. Absolutely. Oh, definitely, right? So I would say those ones come to my mind first. But 100% is when I want a little twist, a little something special.
A little twist, right? Mix it up so you're not always saying the same thing. That's what you guys want to be doing at this level. You want to be pushing yourselves and trying something new. I love that idea.
Yes.
Okay. It's Valentine's Day. What are you going to do today to celebrate? The best way to show your love to All Ears English is to share our new iOS app in an online community of 100 people or more. Share this link, allearsenglish.com/bonuses. You can also share this video, allearsenglish.com/app video. Then email me at lindsay@allearsenglish and I'll send you a personalized thank you email and we'll announce your name on the show. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
And then we have three more. So he also asked about by all means. How do you feel about that one?
I like it. I like it. I think it's also maybe not used as frequently. It's a little more formal sounding, but it makes me think more like if somebody is asking me something like, oh, can my friend come to your party, like come to the banquet? And I would say, by all means, of course, right? Oh,
okay.
So rather than if you say, I think we should do this for the meeting, and I say, by all means, I don't know.
Yeah. So you're kind of answering a request. That's sort of what you're saying.
Just thinking of it right in this moment, that's how I think of it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I also think it sounds a little bit more mature. I think it sounds a little bit older. So yes, you can use it. But again, listen to people around you. Are they using it? Are they not? So we're not going to say no on this. And you're also not going to hear it every day. So you choose.
Yes.
Up to you. Yep. And then two more that I love. The first one is for sure. Okay.
Right. Oh, that's funny that we both thought of that one. Yep. So you know, guys, it's real.
That's real. And then what about no doubt?
No doubt. That one's very casual sounding.
Yeah, more casual. So again, you know, just because it's casual doesn't mean that it's not going to work in business, but it depends on your business environment. Is everyone very stiff and formal, or are people just human? I think business is often these days, especially with newer companies, business is human. And, you know, but it depends on your environment. Who are you working with, right? That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Good point, Lindsay.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So, Michelle, what are we talking about when it comes to like giving confirmation? I feel like there are two scenarios where we might give confirmation.
Okay. Well, the first scenario could be like to tag on to what someone's saying, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. to talk over them, to encourage them.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see if we can give our listeners an example of this type of confirmation. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So you're going to be the one who is going to confirm what I'm saying.
All right.
Okay,
looking forward to it. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. All right. So here are a few things that I like about the real estate market in New York. It's simple to get into. It's always high in value.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Completely.
And it's a good long-term investment.
Okay, good. And you guys couldn't see this, but I was nodding my head.
You were. I was too. Even I don't know why I was not in my head, but I was too. So I like that. So what did you do there?
Okay. Well, I was saying uh-huh completely mm-hmm. and nodding my head. So there's a physical aspect to it mm-hmm. and just this uh-huh. You can, and I was talking over you.
Yeah. So this is one way to give confirmation. I find myself doing this a lot. And I think part of it is our culture. That we are a culture that hates silence. So if in this scenario, if I were to say, you know, here are a few things I like about the real estate market and there's silence on your end, and then I continue and there's still silence, mm-hmm. that feels weird to me. Mm-hmm. And that's a cultural difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, we don't want to be silent, and it makes us feel more like, oh, somebody's in the conversation with us, like that they're definitely listening, that their head isn't somewhere else.
Exactly. But at the same time, as we're confirming, we want to make sure we're not like causing them to stop speaking.
Right.
Or distracting them. And I find this difficult on the phone because you can't see body language on the phone. So if I want to confirm and kind of talk over, but I want them to keep talking, it's hard because they might think I want to say something. It's hard. It's tricky. But these are the nuances of connection, guys. And I want to warn you guys, like, if your culture is a little bit different, just be aware. Maybe in your culture, it doesn't require immediate feedback, immediate confirmation on top of what someone's saying. Maybe you are okay with silence, but it might be a little bit different here. Mm. So if you're communicating with an American, just keep in mind that they might need something different from you.
Good point.
Than what you're used to giving people. I find that fascinating.
Yeah. So interesting. There are all these like cultural undertones to the way we speak and connect with people.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Yeah. I mean, you know how you feel, right, Michelle, when you say something and then there's a long silence, you go out on a limb, you take a chance by stating something, and then there's a silence. There's no confirmation. Personally, I find that very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think it's a strategy, actually. When you, like, I think some people... maybe I'm thinking of something else. Like if you say something and then you're quiet and then the other person, and then you feel like you need to talk again. I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, no, I think what you're saying is like in a negotiation.
Yes.
Right? Like,
that's.
Yeah. That's a different scenario, but definitely that is a negotiation strategy. It's very effective against Americans.
Right. Because we always feel like we need to talk because we don't want the silence. So then we're going to just say something, anything.
Oh my gosh. When I was in graduate school, I took a course on negotiation, and we talked about cross-cultural negotiations and how certain cultures strategically use silence against Americans. Like, I think in Japan, it's a common tactic, and China, maybe, because that's a place where maybe in American culture, we might like fill that silence and offer a lower price or something, right? Because it's silent and we don't know what the person's thinking. Mm-hmm. So very interesting. Very intering.
Yeah, so for sure.
For sure. There's the confirmation, yep. Right? Let's keep going. What is the other situation where we would be confirming? It's a little bit different.
All right. So this is when someone asks for confirmation or stops talking, which is a little bit of what I was getting at.
Yeah. So for example, I think we'll take the big boss to Napa for the weekend while she's in Silicon Valley. Any thoughts?
100%. I love that idea.
Okay, so there I actually asked you for confirmation, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's the other way of doing that. So, Michelle, what's the takeaway today?
Okay, well, yeah. So our listener, that was a great question. You're right on track with confirmations, right? It really depends on your industry, your company culture, you know, your relationships in the office. But business is about people, right, Lindsay? So don't worry about, you know, using more formal confirmations, you know?
Exactly. I think business is about people, and you know, it doesn't always have to be a separation of this is a formal business phrase and this is a human phrase, right? So, you know, these phrases that we've given you today are mostly great inside and outside work. You know, the few of them we told you would be better in different contexts, but most importantly, just experiment with example one, the first type of confirmation. Yeah. You know, why, Michelle?
Well, because you're encouraging people, and this might be like an American style of speaking, gives you practice with that.
Yeah, exactly. I think that above the vocabulary, the importance is like being aware of cross-cultural differences in the way we communicate and what someone else might need from us to feel supported and to feel connected. And that's like the next level of being a good communicator.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I love it. Good.
Yeah. So make sure you confirm. Don't leave people hanging. No. You know, you're going to build better connections when you show them that you're hearing what they're saying, whether or not you agree. It's not really about agreeing. It's kind of about just hearing them. Right. So yeah, just be aware if your culture is a little bit different, guys. So go on over and get the transcripts from today so you can see, you know, this was quite an episode.
Yeah.
We went back and forth. We had a lot of ideas. It was a little bit longer. You want to see the transcripts to see exactly what we said to maximize the value. Michelle, where can our listeners go to get those?
allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Exactly. And when you do subscribe, it's very cool because you save 50% on the price and you get the transcripts delivered to your inbox every Monday morning for the upcoming week. So you don't have to do anything, guys. It's very awesome. So one more time, allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Michelle, this has been a really good episode.
Yeah, lots of fun. Lots to talk about. Lots to think about.
Yeah, good times. So thanks for hanging out with me today.
Thank you.
And go on confirming. Build those connections.
Love it. All right. Thanks for that question. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.